You're listening to the Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights Podcast. We're recording every day the markets are open. Subscribe today and also follow us at callputstrike.com. Good evening. We're back for another episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. My name is Scott Ponywans, and I am the publisher of Call Put Strike. And today is June 9th, 2020, Tuesday. So let's hit a beat and bring you today's news. Today's headlines we're going to cover include COVID-19's continued spread and Vroom, the car company, going public today and having their IPO. But first, let's dig into the markets. Major indexes were mixed on Tuesday as the multi-day rally came to a pause. The Dow Jones fell by 1.09% and the S&P 500 by 0.78%. On the other hand, the NASDAQ rose by 0.29%. Major technology companies such as Amazon, Facebook, Apple, and Netflix all helped to contribute to the NASDAQ's increase today. Yesterday, the National Bureau of Economic Research announced that the U.S. economy has been in a recession since February. This announcement so far has had a relatively small negative impact on the stock market, said Brent Chute of Northwestern Mutual, quote, "We've been telling people to ignore the economic data. The market is a forward-looking mechanism. It's looking forward to a better future. It's reflecting the fact that we're opening large swaths of the United States economy without significant spikes in cases. We do suspect that in the future, while the returns certainly aren't going to be what they are today or what they have been over the past few months, there still is value left in different parts of the market for investors," end quote. Again, that was Brent Chute of Northwestern Mutual. As cities like New York reopened from the COVID-19 pandemic, others like the state of Texas have had two consecutive days of record-breaking hospitalizations related to the virus. Monday saw 1,935 total cases, while 2,056 were reported as of this afternoon on Tuesday. Amazon also announced that they will be opening COVID-19 testing labs in their fulfillment centers in an effort to test all workers every 2 weeks. This is after reports of several outbreaks in their fulfillment centers over the course of the pandemic. As we mentioned at the top of today's news segment, Vroom, an online car rental company, announced its IPO of $22 a share earlier this week. The company started trading on the NASDAQ on Tuesday at $40.25 per share, almost 55% higher than its IPO price. The company had raised $468 million on Monday after pricing its IPO. During the first quarter of 2019, Vroom had a net loss of $27 million, but their revenue increased by 60% during those 3 months. In the first quarter of 2020, Vroom sales were at $376 million, but the company had a $41 million loss. Boeing shares fell again on Tuesday as reports were released for aircraft cancellations during the month of May. There are currently more customer cancellations than orders for the 2020 year so far. Shares fell by 6% by the end of the day. The current count is 9 jet orders and 4 commercial jet deliveries in May, while there were 14 canceled orders. Macy's released a first quarter earnings report on Tuesday. Approximately 450 Macy's locations across the country have been reopened as of June 1st. This caused shares to jump up by 7%. A representative of the store said, quote, "Our reopened stores are performing better than anticipated. We are seeing strong sell-through of seasonal merchandise and anticipate that we will exit the second quarter in clean inventory position." End quote. Moving on, United States wholesale inventories rose by 0.3% in April. Comparatively, wholesalers' stock dropped by 1.1% in April. This reduction in stock could be an indication that inventories could drag on GDP for the remainder of the year. The memorial and funeral for George Floyd was held today. Cboe Global Markets, one of the world's largest exchange holding companies, held a period of silence to commemorate Mr. Floyd. This period was during the same time that the funeral was taking place, and it lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the amount of time that Mr. Floyd was struggling to breathe while in police custody. That wraps up today's news portion of our episode. After a quick break from our sponsor, we're going to take a deeper dive into the correlation between the stock market and the economy and what that all means. Welcome back. And for part two of today's episode, where we dive into relevant financial trends or insights, we're going to take a look at what the correlation is between the stock market and the economy. So by now, everyone has heard about the global pandemic known as COVID-19 and the havoc it has wreaked upon the world. People have lost their jobs, their businesses, and many have lost their lives. The U.S. economy is currently in a recession, but major stock market indexes are performing at record highs. Since the economy is so bleak right now, some people are wondering how the stock market is rallying so high. So, what happened? Well, just before the pandemic came to the United States, the economy and the stock market were both doing well. The economy's GDP had grown by 2.3% in 2019. Domestic economic activity was just peaking in February, which is when the major indexes, the Dow Jones, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ, reached record highs as well. When COVID-19 started running rampant throughout the country, both the economy and the stock market suffered. Millions of jobs were lost, and many businesses were forced to shut down. The low point for the stock market was March 23rd, and that's when the Dow Jones fell 37.12% from its high on February 12th. This was also the day when the S&P 500 had fallen 34.06% from its high on February 19th. The NASDAQ fell 30.26% from its highest point to its lowest point. Currently, the economy is in a recession, but stocks are soaring high. On June 8th, the three major indexes finished above or close to their record highs. The NASDAQ closed at 9,924.74, which is a new record. The Dow Jones closed at 27,572.44, which is only 6.7% off its high point in mid-February. The S&P 500 ended the day at 3,232.39, a mere 4.5% off its highest point. So, I'm sure you're sitting there wondering why. So why are the markets doing so well when we have all of these people calling out the economy being in a recession and all of the jobless claims and other events happening in today's society? Well, equity investors are largely discounting poor earnings for companies during the first quarter of 2020. They understand that the pandemic was unplanned for and many companies struggled financially. They are also prepared for poor earnings in the second quarter of the year as well. So many investors are of the belief that the worst is over and eventually things will even out again. During the rebound, quote, V-shaped pattern is when investors expect to earn back all their investments and then more. Another reason for the disconnect is the fact that the Federal Reserve and Congress have been stimulating the economy by providing cash and loans to citizens. This has been providing a surge in spending, which has stabilized the economy to some degree. Finally, investors are leaping back into the market because they feel as though the best place for their money right now. Finally, investors are leaping back into the market because they feel as though it's the best place for their money right now. Bonds and other such financial instruments have a low rate of return right now due to the low interest rates. Investors don't want to miss out on the V recovery shape when it happens. There is no guarantee that this rally will continue. However, many investors believe and are betting on that we are on the right path back towards normalcy and that the recovery of the economy will happen fairly soon. And that wraps up today's episode of Call Put Strike Daily Financial News and Insights. I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening, and I wish you a pleasant night. We will see you again, same time, same place tomorrow. Catch up soon. Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Call Put Strike Financial News and Insights podcast. Be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform and head over to callputstrike.com for more financial news and insights. And now for our quick disclaimer. Stock recommendations and comments presented on callputstrike.com and the Call Put Strike podcast are solely those of the analysts and experts quoted. They do not represent the opinions of callputstrike.com or Call Put Strike podcast on whether to buy, sell, or hold shares of a particular stock. Investors should be cautious about any and all stock recommendations and should consider the source of any advice on stock selection. Various factors, including personal or corporate ownership, may influence or factor into an expert's stock analysis or opinion. All investors are advised to conduct their own independent research into individual stocks before making a purchase decision. In addition, investors are advised that past stock performance is no guarantee of future price appreciation. Opinions expressed here are the author's alone, not those of any bank, credit card issuer, hotel, airline, or other entity. This content has not been reviewed, approved, or otherwise endorsed by any of the entities included within the podcast. And by using this podcast, listening to it, you are agreeing to the terms of use and privacy policy outlined on callputstrike.com.